Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host today. We have two special guests, Lori Fox, the principal at Haywood Early College, and Belinda Trantham, our Title I Director and Academically Gifted Director for Haywood County Schools. So they're both here, two people. Usually this is a single show, but we got three of us here today. We're going to talk about something really cool. So listen up. This was something new that Haywood County Schools has done this year for our students, a great success, and we called it Robothon. And so what that had to do was obviously with robots and a lot of collaboration, and we're going to let them start talking about what is Robothon and how did this happen? Anybody want to start out? Ms. Trantham, go ahead.
So being the AIG director, we have to do an AIG plan that's good for 3 years. And in that plan, we talk a lot about enrichment for our students. And so with that comes field trips and, you know, challenging them in the classroom. And so being able to do this was close. It was right at home. They didn't have to travel very far, and they got to do lots of fun things.
So what was this? What was it?
So we collaborated with our Haywood Early College. How it got started was Lori had called me and said that she had some iPads that they weren't going to use, and she wanted them to go to good use, and could AIG use them? And of course, I jumped right on that because technology is an area that grows so quickly it's hard to keep up with. And cost-wise, it's also hard to come up with the money to keep that going. And so we went and met, and we just started talking about different things and different apps that they already had on the iPads. And we just started brainstorming and came up with this idea of a collaboration between the early college and the AIG students, elementary to begin with, and then middle school in the spring, and start out and then see how we wanted to adjust that for the spring with our older students. And so we decided, Lori came up with the name AIG, Haywood Early College ITC collaboration. We called it the Robothon, and it was using Spheros.
What are Spheros?
Just round robots. They look like a ball, but they're controlled by iPads, and they're really, really cool.
They are really, really cool. I have one of those in my house. Mm-hmm. It was a Christmas gift for my child last year. Drives it all over the house. They're really neat, just mm-hmm. little robots. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing about this day with the robots is, you know, to buy these, like Ms. Trantham said, it's really hard. Y'all split the funding.
Yes.
And now, how many did we buy? How many did we purchase altogether?
Around 90. Spheros.
And these are not just used exclusively for AIG students or early college students on this day. These are now will be in our schools and available for use for all of our schools in mm-hmm. Haywood County. So I appreciate y'all collaborating on that and buying those. So there was a lot of planning. So basically we've got a great collaboration here between some, you know, an early college kids and AIG kids and with robots. And so then you bring all the AIG kids. How many kids are we talking?
We had 150 fourth and fifth graders.
So they come together in one day, and then what happened that day? It was like magic, but I'm going to let Ms. Fox tell you kind of what went on that day.
Sure. So we spent the morning doing Mission to Mars, and half of our kids were on Earth, and half of them were on Mars. And the students on Mars could see the pathway that a rover would have to drive on in order to save the Martians. And the kids on Earth were going to have to build the rover and code the rover to drive along that pathway. So a lot of communication and just fun watching them think through it, and really critical thinking skills went into building the rovers and making them work, and then coding them on the iPads. And then in the afternoon, we did Spiro Olympics, we did curling and soccer and relays, and we painted, and we just had a lot of fun with fourth and fifth graders all day long.
I think the cool thing when I walked in and saw this buzz in the gym, and it was at the Hazelwood Conference Center, we're seeing the early college kids and then our elementary AIG kids. They were really mentoring those kids, and they were stationed. Mm-hmm. I assumed you assigned them earlier. You
yes.
know, they had... And so they were showing the younger kids, really the adults were facilitating, And it was really the high school kids working with the younger kids. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. What mm-hmm. was some feedback you got on that from them? Did they enjoy that working?
They had fun. Our kids have a real sense of community, though. Yeah. So they are very willing at any time to share our resources and just their time. And many of them have siblings in elementary schools, and then they attended these elementary schools, so they feel a real need just to give back.
So, like, one of the most popular events was soccer. Mm-hmm. So tell us, like, what that was. So you have a robot, you know, you imagine two soccer goals on mm-hmm. each end, mm-hmm. and then there are kids on each end, and each with a Spiro, a little robot. What were they trying to do there?
So we had five Spiros on each team. Each kid had an iPad where they were controlling those Spiros, and then the soccer ball was a ping pong ball
okay.
that they used the Spiros to score with. It was really, they had a lot of fun.
What kind of skill? That sounds just like fun, but I know mm-hmm. there's a lot of learning involved in that. What mm-hmm. skills do they learn from using a Spiro?
Well, just trying to get a ping pong ball? They were just driving them, but in other events, most of the day, they were having to code their Spiro to make certain movements.
Yeah, and so that's planned out and thought through. And I was mm-hmm. thinking back, you know, and looking at our kids as they get older in our vocational classes, our CTE classes, that mm-hmm. so many of those classes involve technical equipment now that mm-hmm. they will code, or a lot of them will have jobs, most everyone, you know, involving right. some kind of code. So it's just a great day. So what else you want to add? Anything else, Ms. Trantham? Tell us what an event you liked or some positive. You had gotten some really cool feedback, too.
I did. When I think about, you know, the best thing about this, it is a first, you know, for Haywood County. I hope it's the first of many things that we do. But to me, the best thing was the collaboration with the Haywood Early College and ITC and mm-hmm. us. And also just the kids' excitement. They were so excited. And I had an email from a parent, and her child said that it was so cool that they only had to drive up the road and had a blast.
That's
so
awesome.
So, you know, they didn't go far, but they had a great time and said it was the best field trip they had been on. And so lots of buzz when they went back to their schools that afternoon.
They also got some awards before they left. What mm-hmm. kind of awards, Ms. Fox?
ITC made some really neat wolf paw prints on a 3D printer. And so three groups won gold, silver, and bronze to end the Olympics. So they were excited about that.
They were very excited. I'm glad I got to see the awards ceremony. They were, if you could have seen the excitement that day, hopefully some of y'all will catch it on the news. It will air. I know this program will probably air later, but hopefully if you see it on Tammy Watford's Never Stop Learning, you'll be able to see the buzz and just how great of a day it was. They are going to come present to our school board next Monday night. We will have some of the older students there and the younger students to share their experience with our board members and community, because it was just such a powerful day. Any other thank yous y'all want to give shout-outs to for making that day possible? Or
sure. ITC played a large role. Brian White came to do tech support all day long.
Wow.
He was so busy. And Kim Jackson has been a big help in collaborating and creating this event.
And I would just like to say Tammy Watford came out, spent a couple of hours there.
Yeah.
That's going to be airing today at 5:25. So I know that'll be after this that's on, but you can go back to the internet and find that Never Stop Learning clip and look it up based on the date.
Well, thanks for sharing that. So again, Robothon, you know, a collaborative event with our early college and with our academically gifted department. And I just want to say thank you to both of you. You know, as a parent with a child in Haywood County Schools, I love that we continue to be on the cutting edge, and we're a successful district, and we're going to continue to move that way. But thanks to leaders like you for making things like this possible for our kids. So, again, Ms. Fox, thank you for being here. Ms. Trantham.
Thank you.
Thank you, listeners, for listening. Have a wonderful day, Haywood County.